Jess in with you this morning. Now, this would have to be one of my favourite things to talk about, the wine of the beautiful Hunter Valley. And at the moment, the vintages are being picked. They're looking very, very good. And there's also a lot of locals out picking the vintages. Of course, with the pandemic that we've got going on, we haven't had the workers who would normally come in from overseas to spend some time in Australia doing it. So to get a bit of an update on what's going on, Bruce Tyrrell, the grandfather of Hunter Valley Wine, joins me this morning. Bruce, how are you doing?
I thought that was Brian McWiggan.
I mean, on my show, it's you, Bruce.
Oh, dear. I won't swap in birth certificates. He's a bit older than me, but not much.
How's everything going, Bruce?
Look, we've sort of, to some extent, broken the back of it. We had a very big week last week.
Yeah.
After those two or three hot days, which we needed badly to get rid of. The acids were too high and they're a bit out of balance. But those hot days burnt the weak acid out, and we've made some sensational wine this week.
Oh,
and Semillon's are just going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So
and Chardonnay. So we've done all our top Chardonnay and nearly all our top Semillon has all been picked in this last week.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So this is a time of the year, for anyone who doesn't know, that you do get out and do all of the picking, and you'd normally have a few people come in and do it from overseas.
Yeah, well, the basis of our picking teams the last 10 years have been grey nomads and backpackers.
Yeah.
And neither of which are about this year.
Mm.
The grey nomads have all stayed home. And, of course, the backpackers aren't here. So, look, with a lot of help from the local media, which has been absolutely fantastic. It's why the Hunter Valley is such a special place, actually. People look after each other up here.
Oh, okay.
We've been able to get pretty much the numbers we want. Although we lost half a dozen of our best pickers this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to go back to school.
Oh, no.
Really good beaut, a lot of young people.
Yeah.
And we've got a few more that are here. They'll be fine until university starts. So.
Yeah.
And then we've got people in their 70s who said, look, we've been sitting at home on the back veranda doing nothing. Like I said, retired 3 years ago. I'm starting to put weight on. And I thought I'd better come and do something.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, we've got it's a good lot of people.
Yeah.
Good lot of people.
I guess, for want of a better way to put it, back in the day, would you have more so had the local people coming out and helping you pick rather than the backpackers?
Oh, yeah. If you go back to the 50s and 60s and even into the 70s.
Yeah.
It was all basically local women.
Mm.
And, you know, the men all worked in the pits. And they did. Those blokes worked underground in pretty dangerous conditions,
yeah.
And they work physically incredibly hard, but they can get paid anyway. Miners' wages in those days were next to nothing.
Yeah.
So the vintage time was when the women came and worked, and that was really, a cash injection for the household.
Mm.
So I remember once we had 27 Mrs. John Smiths care of the Cessnock Post Office, so I'm not sure they were paying much tax. But they would come out and there'd be two or three older women, the mothers and grandmothers, who would look after the kids, because half the time they're not kids, they're small goats, children. There'd be babies in cots asleep under a vine.
Oh, wow.
And it was a terrific community. And, of course, they knew how to work, and the same people came back each year, and, you spoke to the grandmother. And she organised all her relations.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. And often the grandmother ran it with a bar of iron.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Bruce, if I come out and pick some grapes for you, are you going to pay me by the bucket, or is it a little bit better these days?
No, we pay by the hour. Gave up by the bucket years ago. Too many fights.
Fair.
And you needed a tally clerk. But everyone had a different opinion of how much they'd pick to the tally clerk.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be the tally clerk, would you?
No, you need very thick skin.
We're catching up with Bruce Tyrrell this morning, of course, of Tyrrell Wines in Pocolbin. So how much have you got left to pick? You said you have broken the back of it, have got most of it.
We'll finish all our whites this week, and we're going at about a third of the rate we were this time last week. And then it's into the red.
Fantastic.
And a lot of we've had to machine some bits of white that we don't normally. And that's two things. One is, you know, we could still do with more pickers, or we could have last week, but then it's all ripened quite quickly. So we needed to get over it, and you know, the mechanical harvesters do that for you.
Yeah. So how do you think this particular vintage is going to taste compared to recent years?
Oh, look, I'm very happy. Whites we've got so far, you know, they've all got their own individual characters each year. But I'm very happy with what we've got. Flavours are great. Balance is great. All we can do now is mess it up in the winery, and I hope we won't do that.
I don't think so. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Bruce, I'm glad everything's going so well, and so good to see so many locals out doing some picking. I don't think it'd be a bad way to spend a day, to be honest, going out and picking some
grapes. It can be tough work. There's no question. It's not a walk in the park, but particularly on days like last Friday when it was a bit wet and a bit miserable. You know, if you've got wet feet all day, it's not a lot of fun. I still do it with bare feet.
I guess we don't stomp grapes in a bucket anymore now. It's all done by a machine, which makes life a bit easier.
The machines have been a godsend. We wouldn't have been able to get over the country we needed to without them.
Exactly. Well, Bruce, it's always an absolute pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, it's been a great start in the morning. There go my two grandsons.
Oh.
The future of Tyrrells has just gone past.
Oh, beautiful. A big hello from Team 2&M to all of you out there this morning.
Okay.